and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. Today in the news, in silver, we're entering a new paradigm. There's a lot of coverage of the shortage of silver supply, which is an increasing problem. Gold also appears to have shortages, and the shortages seem to be increasing, reports Seeking Alpha. Inflation seems to be kicking in, with prices in grains increasing significantly in the past few months. Those increases will show up in food in the coming months in stores. As inflation increases, the dollar will continue to lose value. Real estate is massively inflated, as is the stock market. So where can people put their money? Gold and silver appear to be a good place for investors. Well, Bernie Madoff, who died last Wednesday, will be justly remembered as one of the biggest scam artists in the history of capitalism, reports MSNBC. But these days, Madoff also looks like something else, a man whose money-making scheme was an odd forerunner of the hottest and strangest investment crazes of the moment, the booms in so-called meme stocks, non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, and cryptocurrencies like Dogecoin are, in some sense, legal Ponzi schemes writ large. It's a Wile E. Coyote running off a cliff. He can keep on going until the moment he realizes there's no ground beneath him. Well, the trouble with booms is that there's more than one kind, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. There's the kind of boom that makes people richer, and there's the kind of boom that makes them poorer. A further complication is that in the early stages, it's hard to tell the two apart. A real boom, he says, is based on working, saving, investing, and innovating. That makes you richer and better off. A fake boom is another thing altogether. You just print up some money and pass it out all over. Every detail of the fake boom is destined to be exposed as a counterfeit, especially the, quote, low inflation. Ultra-wealthy Americans are scrambling now to get ahead of Joe Biden's planned tax hikes, reports Huffington Post. If Biden succeeds in his desire to restore taxation to 2009 levels, wealthy families would be subject to estate taxes after their first $3.5 million. The result is a mad dash among the wealthy families to pass on their millions before they can no longer do so tax-free. Tax attorneys and wealth advisors to the 1% say they're busier than they've ever been, while appointments for appraisers are filling up months in advance. Quote, what I'm seeing now is panic, said Joseph Marion, a Rhode Island tax attorney and expert in wealth transfer, quote, relative to people using up their lifetime exemption credits before those credits likely erode under the new Democratic regime, end quote. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.